Try that out. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. It is a Saturday, right, JoJo? So the dogs with their energy. Of course, the wife's calling me now. I go do this thing because there's no kids here. I'm quiet. Probably calling, where are you at? Anyway, 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. My mind is now totally blown. And this is our 677th episode of the show. And today I want to talk about Scrum Masters no longer needed. I get that question in a lot of big companies and small companies because they gravitate. Hey, Scrum is supposed to be self-organized. Agile is supposed to be self-organized. So when can I get rid of my Scrum Masters? I hear it all the time. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, my twist on that. And give you some thoughts, processes as a Scrum Master, how to transform your career as a Scrum Master. So it'll be a short one because I am getting paged, as you all heard, but we'll get going. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And you can see I got my little 5 a.m. Master Scrum t-shirt on right there, you know, working on it. I'm trying them out, make sure they are durable and they last a little bit. So I'm doing some testing. But what do? We do Agile Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to your customer without working crazy hours, get home to family and friends so they can call you on the phone and tell where you're at, and have a little fun at home, at work, everywhere, right? And that's the idea. And now there's a cat over there going to fall somewhere. I don't know where. Anyway, so what are we bringing up? Why am I bringing this up? Because I get this question a lot, and I don't know if you get it. As an Agile coach, the managers are always asking me, so when do you not need to be an Agile coach for the team? And when can I take the Scrum Master away? When do I no longer need that Scrum Master anymore? Because they want to save some money. But they're not really saving money. But I digress. So, couple things. Scrum Masters, so teams transform. As teams grow and become more self-organizing, and more self-fulfilling. The question is, do you need a Scrum Master? Well, at that time, it's time for the Scrum Master to transform themselves, right? I had a team years ago that taught all the Scrum, got the mechanics down, really did need to go over. Every once in a while, though some people weren't getting some things and like, oh, I don't need to hear anyone. They weren't getting some things, but still. And what I did was I transformed Jerry, stop it, Jerry. So I transformed myself. One of the things I did is I took the IC Agile facilitation class and the IC Agile coaching class. And why did I do that? Because there's more to being a Scrum Master than this teaching people than the ceremonies, running a daily Scrum. There's way more to that. And this is where Scrum Masters kind of fail. They fail to transform themselves into a coach, coaching the team and individuals, not just the team, but also individuals and become high-performing people. And where we get lost sight of that is when they start questioning how long do we need Scrum Master, because they don't see anything more than just teaching everybody how to do Scrum. So that's one point. Where Scrum Masters in their career, and this is going to jump from team to team to team, we really shouldn't do that either. They need to be more of a coach and help them grow as individuals. And that's where the value comes from. Now, the second part is value. Be honest with you, a lot of these managers question what's the value of a Scrum Master. They're not coding, they're not producing product per se. And I can say the same thing about managers, by the way. You know, they want to say that. So what are you doing? Are you coding? Are you doing anything? Well, no. Well, should we keep you too? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Depends if you're removing blockers and getting stuff out of the way for the team, or are you just taking up space and just regurgitating what the team accomplished up and down the chain. And so there's a little bit of that too. But Scrum Masters need to show value to the business, right? you got to dig deep and understand, okay, how am I getting visibility for myself, for me as a Scrum Master, to the organization to show that Scrum Masters are value add? Is the team growing? Is there metrics? And you know what? The metrics of the team are a reflection on you as a Scrum Master. Did you think about that? And not that you yell at them and tell them, boss them around, do stuff, but how are you doing to grow the team? Are they happier? Are they talking about this great Scrum Master? You know, the person really helps us out, keeps us going and all. There are some self-centered people that will say, we don't need a Scrum Master. And later on, they'll come back, we need a Scrum Master. Been there many times. So you as a Scrum Master need to think of what value can you show, I mean, visually show, because we say openness and transparency, right? How you can be transparent about the value you add to the team and to the organization, not just growing outwards, but also in that team. So those are the two things to think about. Transform yourself. So as your teams grow and they learn Scrum and Agile, and you don't need to teach Scrum and Agile every day of your life, you need to become more of a coach and coach individuals become and the team to be more high performing. Then two, transparency. Show the value add that you do for the team and share that with everyone. So that's what I have for today. I just want to encourage you, if you're in that space, you can reach out to me too. How can we work on it? I'll be more than happy to give you any tips or any thoughts as far as that goes too. So with that, have a good weekend. Go have some fun with family and friends. I got to go meet up with this family before I get a call again. So I wish you all the best. Give us thumbs up. Ring the bell once, twice, so you get notification when we go live. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy some time with family and friends. Take care. Bye. See ya.